With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting millions of us are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
So many of us will be on the roads or in the air that it's expected to break records. 55 million of us will be traveling, says the AAA. The worst day to be on the highways, Wednesday. The busiest days to fly are today and tomorrow and the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The good news for travelers by plane and car alike, prices are coming down. Airfares are averaging $268 per ticket. That's down 14% from a year ago, according to the travel site Hopper. And the price of gas is down to about $3.29 a gallon. A year ago, it was $3.66, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley.
A gunman opened fire Monday evening inside a Walmart in Ohio and wounded four people before killing himself. The second shooting in 24 hours to take place at a store operated by the retail giant. Beaver Creek, Ohio, Police Captain Chad Lindsay says the body of the suspect in Monday's Walmart shooting, Benjamin Charles Jones, was found just behind the store's vision center.
Beaver Creek police officers heard gunshots and advanced toward the threat, locating the shooter, who was on the ground with a self-inflicted gunshot wound, at 8:42 p.m. The gunman had shot and injured four adult victims, three females and one male.
That audio courtesy Dayton 24/7 now. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue its war against Hamas even if a temporary ceasefire is reached with the Islamic terrorist group. Netanyahu vowed to press ahead, saying, "We are at war and we will continue the war, and that Israel will continue until we achieve all our goals." On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points. This is SRN News. Another executive loses his job over the Bud Light transgender debacle.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Anheuser-Busch's U.S. marketing chief, Benoit Garbi, will leave at the end of this year. The third company officer who's paid the price for the decision to team up Bud Light with social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. That decision tanked Bud Light sales and pulled Anheuser-Busch's global profits down. It's not clear if the company will recover anytime soon or ever. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Virginia Democrat whose legislative campaign ended in defeat after it was revealed that she performs on a pornographic website says she's a victim. Susanna Gibson, who performs with her husband, claims the revelation of her activities by the news media amounts to a sex crime. Ken Nunnenkamp, executive director of the Republican Party of Virginia, says voters probably felt Gibson's actions made her unqualified. SRN News. Volodymyr Zelensky has released a video with the capital Kyiv as a backdrop addressing Ukraine to mark Freedom and Dignity Day. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In his speech, Zelensky emphasized Ukraine's path to joining the European Union. On Dignity Day, he says, "We have the right to say this is not just an adornment of a square in Kyiv, a decoration, a fiction. This is the real symbol of Ukraine's inseparability from Europe, the right to which the Ukrainian nation and the Ukrainian state have been proving all this time." He ended, "We have to protect our freedom in order not to lose our dignity." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius is vowing to keep supporting Ukraine's efforts to win its war against Russia, pledging further military aid worth $1.4 billion. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.